obviously it happened, man. So it's cool, man, because I'm already picked up and all this in the past, so I'm just ready to look forward.
Any other questions? What is your best position?
I'm a natural left tackle. I can play either side. And if need be, I have the right field to go inside also. But my best position is tackle.
What is your current weight?
302.
Did you play any guard in college?
Yes, my this past year I played 10 games of guard.
Why do you think you lost the left tackle job in 08?
I didn't lose the job. I had to sit out the first two games, and so I had to find the coaches obviously had to find a replacement for the first two games, and they put Jarrell King in because he's a sophomore. He's going to be the tackle for the future. So when I come in, since I'm older, instead of having two people backing up each other, just one of the best offensive line on the team, they decided to put both of us on the same side as far as the strategy. And so obviously it gave me a little advantage because I can play both now.
What was your suspension all about? Can you explain it, please?
It wasn't a suspension. It was I had to sit out two games due to my freshman year. I played as a true freshman, and after the Vanderbilt game, I was told that I was going to be redshirted, and obviously I never got redshirted, so I lost that year, and I had to appeal back to the NCAA, and the NCAA said they would give me my year back, but I would have to sit out the first two games.
In your bio that we distributed today, it said that you stopped talking to the media during your senior year. Can you tell us if that's true? And if so, why?
Yes, I avoided the media a little bit on my senior year because at the time, offensive line coach, he was struggling to, just try to avoid the media and stuff because they was, just really coming down hard on us, and I was trying to avoid negativity at that point. I was trying to stay positive and move forward and not draft too much negativity.
Other than today, is that going to continue in Green Bay?
No.
There were a lot of negative things written about you coming into the draft. How do you plan to prove those people wrong who criticized you?
Just by playing, man. Just by letting people get to know me and just playing and showing, proving people wrong, I've been doing that my whole career, so there's nothing different.
Why do you think you have a reputation for being difficult to coach?
I have no idea. I don't. I don't understand that. I guess that was just coach's opinion, and he's no longer at our school, so I don't know. Sorry if I don't have an answer for you, but I really don't know.
Okay. Who's your agent?
Pat Dye Jr.
Do you know much about the current lineup of the team as far as the offensive line goes, and what do you think your chances are?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
Sure. What do you know about the current offensive line situation in Green Bay, and what do you think your chances are to play?
I haven't really looked too much into it yet because I really didn't know where I was going to go. But, after I look over, I'm versatile, so anywhere they need me, I probably can fit in.
Has the Packers coaching staff talked to you yet about where they see you fitting in and what position you might play?
No, not yet. I mean, it's still early. I guess it's wherever they need me, wherever they need a new guy.
Any other questions? Are you satisfied with your strength, or do you think that's something that needs to get better?
Am I satisfied with my strength?
Correct.
Everybody want to get better. I mean, nobody was satisfied. I hope nobody would be satisfied with how strong or good they are.